Hey, it's your girl Hannah, and welcome back to Hannah's Hypothesis. I'm back in the house with another mind-blowing science adventure for y'all. Today, get ready to dive deep into the magical world of coral reefs. Are you ready to swim alongside me, Pepper? Yes! So, have you ever wondered how these amazing coral reefs are made? Well, let me spill the tea. Coral reefs are made up of tiny, tiny animals called coral polyps. Yup, Pepper. You got it. These coral polyps are like little builders. They construct their homes using this crazy hard stuff called calcium carbonate. And guess what? They stack up their structures. Boom! Shakalaka. We got these huge coral reefs. Oh, I forgot to mention my new co-host. Pepper, you're still my co-host. Nova, my niece. Hi, Nino! Hi, Nova. No, okay. You got it, Pepper. Coral reefs are like bustling neighborhoods with tons of underwater creatures, like a happening city under the sea, that give the creatures shelter, food, and even safe spots to raise their young. Oh, you guys are wondering why coral reefs are so freaking colorful. Well, it's because of something called symbiotic relationships. Coral polyps have a BFF relationship with tiny plants called algae. Exactly, that's right, Pepper. The algae lives inside the coral polyps, feeds the polyps through photosynthesis. And in return, the coral gives the algae a cozy place to live. And those vibrant colors you see are actually the colors of the algae. It's time to drop some knowledge on our Word of the Day segment. Let's go. Today's word of the day is symbiosis. Symbiosis might sound like a tongue twister, because it kind of actually is. Actually, a really cool thing that happens all the time in nature. It's like a special friendship between two totally different organisms that both help each other out.
That's awesome.
Symbiosis is like having a super cool best friend. In the animal kingdom, though, different organisms help each other out in totally awesome ways. Pretty much like having an amazing best friend who literally has your back at all times. Which I love that. Let's dive deeper, shall we? In coral reefs, one explanation of symbiosis is the relationship between two corals and this algae called zooplankton. The coral provides a sweet home for the algae, and in return, the algae shares their food with the corals through, can you guess? Photosynthesis. It's like a coral algae dream team. Yeah. Great question, Pepper. Unfortunately, coral reefs are facing some serious challenges. Climate change, pollution, and even overfishing are putting them in serious danger. I know, Pepper, but hey, there's hope. If we can do our part in helping, like using less plastic and conserving water, like using reusable bottles, then you're doing your part to save the earth. And also, you can support organizations that are working to protect coral reefs. That's a wrap on today's episode of Hannah's Hypothesis. I hope you guys had a blast diving deep into the colorful world of coral reefs. Remember, our planet is bursting with mind-blowing wonders. Let's be superheroes and do anything we can to protect our mind-blowing ecosystems all over the world. And let's cherish them in our hearts as well. And if you guys have any amazing ideas for an episode, don't forget to email me at hannahshypothesis@gmail.com.